Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 12th, 2022. Today is Tuesday in Holy Week. Our reflection today is drawn from Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. This is the story of Jesus before Herod and Pilate. We don't have a court transcript. The accused was not afforded an attorney. The witnesses were at best questionable. What was at stake in the trial is somewhat unclear. All four Gospels tell the story a little bit differently. But what is clear, even in these stories that were told person to person for some decades after the events in question, what is clear is that when Jesus appeared before Pilate, his fate was likely already sealed. There are some perfunctory questions. Pilate seems to find no reason for capital punishment, and yet the way the Gospels tell it, the crowd is so persistent that he finally gives in to their wishes. Much has been made of who was at fault for Jesus' death, but the reality is Pilate was the one who signed the death warrant. Could it have been that the threat of civil unrest was so great that sentencing Jesus to death was the most expedient way to calm the crowd? Plenty of people have conjectured. But what remains is a bit of high drama, because for all of the questioning, Jesus' answers were at best elusive and sometimes non-responsive. So we have this moment where a person who is innocent of the charges brought against him is misunderstood, has stirred up the crowd. Whatever else is going on, he eventually is sentenced to death by the civil authority. We will be reflecting upon Jesus' death for the remainder of the week, and it is a key moment in the gospel story. In some ways, the entire gospel account of Luke and Matthew and Mark and John all lead to this moment. And as much as we would wish that the story would go another direction, we know how it must go. And so today, as I'm thinking about Jesus before Pilate, I'm having to think about all of those around the world, and in our country as well, who stand before courts, who may not have the advantage of any kind of legal representation, who in some cases are presumed guilty simply by being before a magistrate. Justice is elusive in human systems. Justice is often used as a veil to keep the powers in power. These are tenuous times in our world, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, I suppose. To reflect on Jesus as a human being in front of the Roman governor, charged falsely and without recourse of appeal, calls to mind all of our fellow human beings throughout the world who face these sorts of issues every day. Now, we Christians will say that this death, which we will get into in more detail tomorrow, We say that this death is somehow salvific, that this death is not meaningless, that in fact this death is a death that brings life to the whole world. And certainly that is the theology that Christians have applied to the crucifixion. But I believe that it is important, as we reflect specifically upon the trial of Jesus today, that we remember the flawed nature of human justice and the way that, quote, justice, unquote, can often be deployed to keep the marginalized marginalized, to keep those who are dangerous to the powers in check, where justice is used as terror and not in service of the law. We have much to reflect upon as we think about Jesus before Pilate. Let's not jump too quickly to the salvation of the world. Let's pause and stay present to a beaten, sleep-deprived, exhausted prophet from Galilee, standing helplessly as a human being in front of the representation of the strongest empire of the time. It's quite a scene. Let's stay with that and also pray for all those in our world who are condemned falsely, imprisoned unjustly, and executed without regard for their humanity. Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ, that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.